Name Productions.
Verily all praise is due to the Almighty Lord. We praise Him, we seek His aid. We beseech forgiveness to Him. We seek refuge of Allah Ta'ala from our evil souls and our evil actions. He whom Allah Ta'ala guides is rightly guided. And he whom Allah Ta'ala misguides, he will never ever find a protector, nor a guardian, nor anyone to help him to the right guide. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. I bear witness without any compulsion that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah Ta'ala, ascribing no partners unto him. And I bear witness and testify that our beloved Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger, the slave of Allah Ta'ala. May the peace and blessings of the Almighty Lord be upon him, his family, his companions, and every single one that follow their footsteps to the last day. Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari and Muslim ibn Hijjaj collected the hadith on the authority of Abd al-Rahman ibn Sakhr Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hour will not come to pass until the following events happen. People will compete with one another in constructing high, lofty buildings. Two big groups will fight one another, and there will be many casualties. Earthquakes will increase. Time will pass quickly. Afflictions, killings will increase. There will appear 30 Dajjal, 30 liars, all claiming to be the messengers of Allah Ta'ala. A man will pass by a grave and say, would that I were in that grave. The sun will rise from the west, and when it rises from the west, people will see this. And when they see it, they will believe. When the sun rises from the west, they will believe. But that day, the belief of that person, it will not benefit him if he believed not before, nor earned righteousness through his faith. And the rich man will worry lest he has no one to give his sadaqah to, his charity to. Another narration collected by Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Hanbal in his Musnad, authenticated that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hour will not come until knowledge will be taken away. Earthquakes will increase. Time passing quickly. Tribulations will increase. And al-haraj will increase. He was asked, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is al-haraj? He said, al-qatl, al-qatl, killing, killing. A lot of people are astonished by what the West has of materialistic power. From various weapons, be it aircraft carriers, helicopters, be it missiles or bombs, be it satellite, tanks, advanced military equipment, power, guns, ammunition, nuclear power, as we are witnessing today in the so-called coalition, the war against Islam, as we are witnessing today, the coalition, the war against Islam. Are these people not astonished by the power, the soldiers, the forces, the hosts of the Almighty Lord? Are they not astonished by the cyclones, the tornadoes, the thunderstorm, the lightning, the fire, the floods, the raging wind, the earthquakes. One of the soldiers of the Almighty Lord, subjected only to his order. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. And no one, absolutely no one, knows the soldiers, the host, the forces of the Almighty Lord except he himself. He causes the creatures fear in the hearts of whom he pleases. He punishes whom he pleases. He teaches lessons to whom he pleases. These earthquakes that are occurring, the increase of earthquakes. Open your eyes, Muslims. Open your eyes. The earthquakes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hamakallah, makes it clear to his servants, a plain reality, that the whole kingdom of the heavens and the earth is only in his hands and no one else. It's not in America or England or in the West or in Europe or in Saudi Arabia or in Australia. It's in the hands of the one that created these countries. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. And no one will know the force of the Almighty Lord except him. No one will know the force of the Almighty Lord except him. Yes, we are being watched. Yes, we are being looked at. Yes, we are being spied at. Yes, we cannot even look, talk, visit, travel, where. We cannot even go to the toilet today unless that we are looked at by those kuffar. What is the next step, they say? Yet, as Muslims, walillahi alhamd, we are afraid of only the one, the only one who created us and all humanity. And the one that gave him the ability to have the ability to do what they are doing, only for a short little time. And then Allah Ta'ala will give them their due proportion.